Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, it's Wednesday. It's hump day at 4 p.m. And we've got a thing we like to do every single week where I bring in two of my brethren in talk radio and we ping each other with questions and to see where the chips fall. So let me call the roll real quick and get attendance. So from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Cumulus Broadcasting out of Huntsville, host of the Dale Jackson Show. Oh, by the way, he also writes and does stuff with Yellowhammer News. Hey, Dale Jackson, are you there? You are, stand at ease. And then turning south, FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile. And oh, by the way, host of the Jeff Poor Show and the editor-in-chief of 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you present?
I am present.
You are indeed. I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, man.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. Ba-da. All right. You know the deal, fellas. Questions, and I'm going Jeff first. What you got?
On Right Side Radio yesterday, yeah. Garland Gudger talking about his take on the Sun Downtown sign. He also mentioned something about City of Cullman taking action against AL.com.
Yeah.
Should City of Cullman take action against one of our most esteemed media outlets in
Friggin'
Alabama?
Right they should. Now, here's the thing. There's a legal standard, though. I mean, it's libel. I mean, since this is the slander libel thing, libel is the published version. So when you publish something that you know is potentially defamatory with a reckless disregard for whether or not it was true, and it has the real clear image of hurting someone or something, yes, the problem they got is I don't know whether or not there's a real high bar when it comes to a public figure. And I don't know about actually, is there something about the city being a public figure? But I'll tell you right now, they've got no basis for doing this. There was no purpose. They were literally trying to slap at Cullman for no other reason except to slap at Cullman. I think the city needs to put a cease and desist and demand a retraction and then publish the fact that they demanded a retraction and see what happens. And that's where you start. You have to do that. Put them on notice first. Dale.
Yeah, my guess is they're not even going to respond to that. I don't think can the city be defamed? I mean, I've said a lot of bad things about Birmingham. Unfortunately, most of them are true. Alabama's true sun downtown for everybody, not just for African Americans. But I just don't know what the goal here is, except to point out how terrible AL.com is, which is, I could just say, message received.
Well, here's the thing, and I don't know either. I mean, I question this, but I think that they have a right to demand a retraction. And literally, what you're looking at here, like you and I talk about Birmingham, all of us talk about Birmingham, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, but we're talking about his policies, and we're not saying that he's breaking the law. What they're saying is that this is a racist community that posts signs that threaten members of the black community.
But what they actually said, and I hate to defend them because I'm not going to be happy about
doing
this.
Oh, my gosh, he's stepping in to defend them now.
But let me just – what they said is, well, golly, guys, these other people are saying it. Look at this fruitcake from Birmingham. He said they ain't coming, y'all. I mean, they said – so, yeah, that's what they said.
More lisp.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, there's three things I know for certain. One is true and two is not. I mean, yeah, I don't really – can't do it, but – the fact of the matter is, they're just reporting the news, Senator.
Is it? And were they? I don't think so. I don't think this would qualify as news. I don't think this qualifies as a reprint with a sourcing. I think it's literally it's like rumor mongering. It was funny. It's like taking a locker room joke and pretending it's a news story. Your own question, Jeff. What are you thinking?
The federal government, state government sue private entities all the time.
Yep.
I mean, especially in antitrust cases. So they can. I would think that they could. The city of Cullman could sue AL.com. Would they win? Probably not. I mean, the First Amendment is a high, high, high standard, and you really got to show damages here. But secondly, I would say this, they absolutely should, because number one, you want to make them think twice about doing this kind of crap in the future, number one. And number two, it's about time our side started punching back at this crap.
I agree.
And I think this is just a way to show that you're standing up for the community.
Yeah, and listen, I part of my legal practice has been municipal law, and I have I still am the of counsel to a small town. I've worked with gas boards and water boards, and I've defended cities in legal actions, you know, on behalf of their insurance company hiring the, you know, to defend the suit. And so the municipal law has some nuances, but the truth of the matter is the municipality stands in the eyes of the law much like a business would, and they have a right to sue and be sued. And I think they absolutely need to step up, and I agree with you. Punch back. Got to. Well, that was like my question. You stole my question. So let me take it one step further in the same theme. So Gudger on my show said he's put another $1,000 on top of the $1,000 that Dale Jackson has already committed to the idea that if someone can show them the sign. Like, where's this sign? And Dale, ain't nobody got a sign as far as I can tell.
Yeah, there's no sign. You can make it $100,000. The sign's still not going to appear. I mean, that's
well, if it's $100,000, I'll go out and make one.
Yeah. I mean, okay, this all we need is another story that says former state senator Phil Williams writing the N-word on a sign and nailing it down on 65. Not a good idea. But I just don't think there was no sign. Look, there's been numerous articles. I'm sure you've heard about this.
Yeah.
1937, there was a book written about the history of Coleman, which I'm sure is an absolutely riveting read. And that book referred to it as an urban legend, not an urban legend, but a myth, essentially, at that point in time. And that was 90-something years ago, or 80-something years ago. So here we are dealing with this thing that has been declared a legend in 1937, and they're still talking about it like it was up in 2012. I mean, it's just, nobody believes any of this. Not the people writing it, not the people covering it, not the people saying it, not the people doing TikTok videos on it. Nobody believes it. There is no sign.
Jeff, weigh in on it, man. What do you think? Is anybody going to produce a sign?
No one's going to produce a sign because it's, you're right. No one, it didn't exist. And but I can't believe how long this, guys, I mean, like this myth, this discussion about this sign has been around, you know, since I was a kid, and people acted like, no, you don't want to go to Coleman. No, no, no. I mean, it was nothing of the sort. It's 2024 and they haven't put this completely to bed yet.
Now, and I think that's one of the reasons why, to go back to your previous question, I think they have to push back because they have to be able to say that ain't us and stop saying it is and say that from an official capacity, not just, you know, just hope it goes away. I mean, freaking say something about it. All right, last question for the sets over here. Dale, what you got?
The Alabama Policy Institute is getting ready to put out their legislative agenda.
Yep.
Last year, they stopped gambling, and they got school choice, but Garland Gudger got elected as the Senate pro tem. He is against school choice and for gambling. So what happens there? Do those two issues come back up?
School choice is not going to come back up. I think it's locked. I think that they probably won't modify it. If somebody wants something else added to it, they probably won't get much of it. I mean, there's some talk right now about whether we can see something happen with sports, you know, to allow a little more freedom of competitive choice, they call it. But right now, I think that school choice is safe and it's not going to have much change. Gambling, I don't know, man. That's like the zombie legislation. It comes up every year to 2 years anyway. But I really hope not. I mean, I hope they don't waste their time, but I don't think it's going to. And I say that because this coming spring is when the election season starts. A lot of people think it's 2026, but it starts 1 year ahead of the primaries. And so I don't think a lot of our centrists, if you will, want to be on the record as having just voted and then all of a sudden drew a primary. Jeff?
Well, on school choice, absolutely not. That would be fool's errand, and you'd pay a price politically. Listen to me here on gambling, guys. All right. I think Greg Reed stepping out, they lose a yes vote for gambling. Matt Woods coming in, and when he finally does step out at the end of December, he won't come in at the earliest. He's the prohibitive front runner right now to fill that Senate seat in Jasper. Was a no vote in the House on gambling, would likely be a no vote in the Senate as well. He would not, however, come in until April. So they have a window here from beginning of the session in February until April, whatever Matt Woods, likely senator, is sworn in. Now, stick with me here. Beyond that, I don't think they could get it done. And then you're like, well, what about the year after that? They don't usually do these things in the fourth year of a quadrennium, okay?
Right.
Let's put that aside. We'll have a new governor in 27. Would Will Ainsworth or Tommy Tuberville push a gambling bill as governor? I don't think so. I don't know. We could discuss that sometime, but let's assume that they wouldn't. It could be another decade before they get to gambling again. So watch this. That window from February to April, the powers that be are going to try to do something with gambling before that Reid seat is filled. They got to switch one vote. Right now, they will have lost a yes vote, but they don't gain a no vote. So it's not really that hard of a hurdle to overcome. But you add another no vote to it, it becomes much more difficult. I think they absolutely are going to try to do something early in the session.
So you think the Senate is where the real votes matter in terms of the fight? You think the House would already go with gambling?
Yes, I think Ledbetter will cram it through. He has no problem getting the votes. He has shown that time and time again. He will do what he may not get as many votes, but the Speaker is a gambling guy, and he will get it done in the House.
Well, there's no
it's
doubt.
It's all on the Senate.
I mean, the Speaker wants a casino in his district so bad he can hardly stand it. But I look at it and think, there's some folks out there in the House right now that are going to shy away from this because they saw what a bludgeoning it was last year, and they may not want to expend their political capital on the question of what the Senate will do. The House always hates it when the Senate leaves them hanging.
But Senator, don't you know that the people just want the right to vote on a lottery, and that even if they're not for the lottery, they just want to vote on it? That's what my constituents are telling me. I just want to vote on it.
It's for the children. Don't you know it's for the children? That's what we always hear. It's always for the children. We're going to, anyway, I don't – listen, man, I think there's a fight brewing, but I just don't know that they can get the fight off the ground this time. But anyway, we'll see. And by the way, we got to take a break. We ran long. Taking a break right now. That's round one, the Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and this little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come back for an abbreviated round two. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. All right, so we're back to round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson. I think the order of march here was Jeff Poor, you were first.
I want to go to election politics. 2026, is it still Ainsworth to lose? Do you buy the Tommy Tuberville for governor rumor mill? And is there any other third party that might sneak into this?
Yeah, Steve Marshall, I think, is going to be a third party potential. I say that because I just think there's too much stir there. He's termed out at AZAG, and I think he still likes being in the mix. So I would say it's Ainsworth still to lose, but if Tuberville throws in, the name ID is overly hard to overcome, and then it would be a money race, let me tell you, at that point, a huge money race. And then Steve Marshall would probably have to bow out because how do you compete with that? But then Steve Marshall would be looking at, oh, maybe I'll run for Senate so Tuberville's getting out. But I think that's those three names right there. But there's always going to be an outlier. There's going to be somebody who thinks that they should run. But I see those three right now as the top three names. Dale?
Tuberville is going to be enjoying himself in Washington, D.C. I don't think he's coming back. But what about the name Robert Bentley?
Have you heard something on this?
No, I'm just making it up.
Okay. That's how rumors get started. I don't think that can happen. I'm pretty sure his plea deal said we'll never run for office again.
All right, fine. Don Siegelman.
I'm pretty sure his plea deal said never. Isn't that amazing? I mean, you look back that Kay Ivey kept her good name, but she did it largely by staying out of the media spotlight once she took the governor's office. But then the only other person who really kept their name, so to speak, has been Bob Riley in the last, what, four or five? It's just been unbelievable.
And they don't even name a prison after him.
There you go. Jeff, your own question. What are you throwing in there?
No, I would watch Tuberville. I think that's a real thing. But Ainsworth's the guy right now. I'm not sure about Steve Marshall quite yet. Let me say this, too. A couple of names you need to watch. I think Rick Pate is definitely going to run the ag commissioner. And Kent Davis, the guy that was fired by Ivy, is starting to ask questions around. And maybe he takes a – not a necessarily contender.
Like
but,
a revenge tour.
Would take a shot at it.
That's interesting. Next question. I'll take it real quick. And this is like totally off the topics, but I'm seeing that the brand new Alabama State House is under construction, but it's already 5 to 6 months behind schedule. I know RSA is the one building it. However, RSA typically uses public funds in a sense. So is this going to be like another prison construction thing where it's going to get out of hand, or is it going to get online? So Dale, what'd you say?
Yes, and if we need to get anyone, let's get with state media, Todd Stacey, to find out exactly what's going on.
Well, that's where his office is. So,
oh, wait, not state media. No. Half state media, because the state's paying for half of his employees, and he's paying for the other half.
Just
my
half.
Fault. Half state media.
Yes, let's make sure we clarify, because that's libelous, and we all know how that goes. But, yeah. Jeff,
I know a lawyer.
Well, I don't believe that it's going to quite be a prison situation. You're not going to have it double in cost with RSA doing it. And that's essentially what's happened here with the prisons, with the Elmore County facility.
Yeah.
But can we stop worshiping at the altar of David Bronner? Can we just
He's the smartest man in Alabama.
He is.
Don't you know that?
He's one of the smartest men in America. Will you stop that now, Jeff
Poore? No, that's like...
He knew Trump.
He does.
Deep down, honestly, does anybody really like this guy? Or
he's
do they
brilliant.
Just say that they just say they like him.
He is invested so well. There's no reason in the world why anybody's really different, even though he's propped up every year by the legislature putting $1 billion into the retirement
and
fund.
There's a giant balloon payment that's going to hit us eventually.
Woo! I'm saying. But don't worry. He's solvent. Hey, we got about a minute left. You want to grab a question real quick, Dale?
Well, I mean, the question I was going to ask is similar to something we were talking about off the air. You have a bill being offered up by Statehagen. He is going to say, "Hey, we're gonna ban grooming," and he's calling it grooming. I love that they need to.
Yeah.
Will that pass this time? How many times do we have to do this?
I don't know, but that one and the porn filter on phones that should have passed. And there's no reason. It's like a no-brainer. It's not hard. Just do it. But
they have to keep presenting this bill until it passes.
They do too.
Then you make these guys answer for not getting it done. Okay, it's just like.
I think it's political that you drag it out.
But, well, maybe. But I'll tell you what, though, Dale, you said something I think is real key here. Calling it grooming, you got to grab the message back, because this, like when they name it gender-affirming care, it's ridiculous. Yep. This is grooming. And I got 10 seconds. So, fellas, appreciate both of you. Thank you so much. Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News, Dale Jackson from WVNN. Oh, by the way, Yellowhammer News, and just me doing the Grand Council every single week. Love that. All right. You guys stay tuned. We're going to come back. I got some stuff. We're going to talk about Assassin's Creed, and I don't mean the video game. We'll be right back.